With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a gathering of Republicans today in Florida, a key battle shaping up, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis trying to demonstrate his viability against Mr. Trump. At that gathering, he says his conservative successes in Florida prove his mettle as a GOP standard bearer. New study finds Bidenomics driving up the cost of health care. Heritage Foundation research fellow Nina Schaefer says making the Affordable Care Act subsidies permanent would be absolutely irresponsible.
We'll throw more money at the subsidies and allow the insurance plans to reap the benefit from that, but we still have premiums that are increasing across the board.
Schaefer says when it comes to price controls on prescription drugs, the administration is using a baseball bat to solve the problem.
What they think is if the government just steps in and creates a price control and says we will pay no more than this, then everything will be hunky-dory. That is very superficial.
Also at SRNnews.com, 70 companies and trade groups say a proposed update to the EPA air quality standards would severely harm American industry.
Steve Malloy with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute says it is climate fraud and a testament to the corruption of the scientific community. If finalized, the regulation would place the EPA in control of state and local economies. States not in compliance would have to get approval from the agency to develop new factories. The states most adversely impacted are Texas, California, and Michigan.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Conviction of former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried for stealing $10 billion from customers and investors. Apparently the latest black mark for the crypto industry. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports children's doctors go all in on transgenderism.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals happy to see Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House. He once served as a professor at the Government School of Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, he was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. With 13 million members comprising the nation's biggest Protestant denomination, he's also a very strong pro-lifer. This is SRN News. Key water dispute in the Southwest.
New Mexico's top prosecutor is going after landowners who he says are illegally and unconstitutionally depriving the public of access to the Pecos River. The first case to be brought since the state Supreme Court in 2022 settled a long simmering dispute over whether boaters and anglers had a right to access streams and rivers that cross private property. Under the New Mexico Constitution, water within the state belongs to the public, but the banks beside the water and under it may be owned privately. Attorney General Raul Torres says landowners have threatened people who have been using waterways adjacent to their property. John Scott reporting.
It will soon be in Washington. A 63-foot Norway spruce from the Allegheny Mountains of West Virginia on its way to the Capitol to become the Christmas tree for 2023. More details at SRNnews.com.